Each year at County Hall in Dorchester, the Merchant Navy is honoured by a flag-raising ceremony on Merchant Navy Day, which this year was Thursday, the 3rd of September 2026. The Reverend John Yarian led the ceremony.
Good morning. Today, with gratitude and grace, we remember. Remember the many years of service and sacrifice of the Merchant Navy to our nation. We remember the support and enduring friendships of the Merchant Navy community. And we remember with thanks before God those whom we have known and lost, and in particular those who navigate the busy and dangerous seas, both far and near, today. So let's offer a prayer as we begin this morning's service. O God, we ask you to take into your care and protection all who sail in ships. Make them alert and wise in their duties. Make them faithful in times of routine, prompt to decide and courageous to act in times of crisis. Protect them in the dangers and the perils of the sea, even in the storm. Grant that there may be peace and calm within their hearts. Take care of loved ones in the days and weeks and months when they are separated, sometimes with half the world between them. And every time they have to part, bring them together in safety and loyalty again. We ask all of this in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Saviour. Amen. And so it's my privilege now to present the Chair of Dorset Council, Councillor Stella Jones, MBE.
It's my privilege to welcome you here today as we gather to mark Merchant Navy Day, a day of remembrance, recognition and reflection. Since its official designation in 2000, Merchant Navy Day has served as a reminder of the sacrifices made by merchant seafarers, both in times of war and peace. Today, we also recognise the 11th anniversary of the Fly the Red Ensign campaign, launched by the Seafarers Charity in 2015 to combat sea blindness and raise public awareness of our nation's continued reliance on the Merchant Navy. Here in Dorchester, we join communities across the UK in flying the red ensign as a visible sign of our appreciation for the men and women of the Merchant Navy. The red ensign is more than a flag. It's a symbol of courage, resilience and service. It honours the thousands of civilians and volunteers who served in the Merchant Navy, particularly during the two world wars, often facing extraordinary dangers without the recognition afforded to military personnel. In the First World War, more than 14,000 merchant seafarers lost their lives. In the Second World War, that number rose to 30,000. These brave men and women played a vital role in keeping supply lines open, ensuring that food, fuel, equipment and essential supplies reached our shores when the nation depended on them most. Their legacy continues today. Merchant seafarers remain indispensable to our daily lives, transporting around 95% of the UK's traded goods and keeping our economy moving. Although the work often goes unseen, their contribution is as important now as it has ever been. Merchant Navy Day is not only an opportunity to remember the sacrifices of the past, but also to recognise the commitment and professionalism of today's seafarers. Working far from home, often in challenging conditions, they ensure that communities across the United Kingdom remain connected to global trade and supply chains. We should also acknowledge their families and loved ones. Their support, patience and resilience are an essential part of our maritime community and worthy of our gratitude. As we raise the red ensign today, let us do so with pride, gratitude and respect. May we continue to honour the services and sacrifice of merchant seafarers, past and present, and ensure that their remarkable contribution to our nation is never forgotten. Thank you.
And now, as part of our ceremony, the red ensign is going to be raised by Weymouth Sea Cadet First H. Windsor. So now, on behalf of His Majesty's Lord Lieutenant, I invite Deputy Lord Lieutenant and former First Sea Lord, Admiral Sir George Zambellis, GCB DSE.
Thank you very much, and very good morning to you all. I know that the Merchant Navy and the Royal Navy is blessed because the sun is shining on us. So that's a good start to today's service. The relationship between the Royal Navy and the Merchant Navy is a historic one, weakened, I know, as it is by the reduction in the scale of the British merchant fleet in recent years, but there's no breaking of the link between the two services, particularly in respect to the enormous sacrifice that occurred in the First and Second World Wars, as we have just heard. Indeed, the losses of merchant service personnel in the First and Second World War were above 25%, which is larger than some of the branches of the armed forces. So the recognition of sacrifice is paramount in our minds, even though our numbers here are small. And the relationship between the services is as strong as it has ever been. In a few years' time, we will be approaching the, believe it or not, 50th anniversary of the Falklands War, 1982 to 2032. And in that, there will again be a resurgence of the memory of the sacrifice of the then significant contribution by the merchant service to the Falklands campaign, something it may be difficult to achieve today. So this is not just about remembering the past and the sacrifice, it's also about our contribution to the future wealth and security of the nation. With events in the Straits of Hormuz and the uncertainty in the geopolitics of this world, it's quite clear that we're never entirely sure how safe we are. And therefore, we rely on those logistic chains and supply chains and deliveries that we expect with such regularity from the Far East and from America. And we rely on the merchant services of the world to keep us there, and our own merchant service and its contribution in ship owning, broking, insurance, and the maritime law is part of that. So we're still part of a wide maritime community in this nation. We still have authority, we still have experience and knowledge, and we still have a lasting partnership between the merchant service and the Royal Navy and the nation. Thank you very much.
So now, on behalf of the Merchant Navy, Weymouth, Portland and District Branch Chairman and retired Merchant Navy Captain David Knight, JP.
Firstly, I would like to thank the Chair of Dorset County Council, Councillor Stella Jones, MBE, for her steadfast support of the Merchant Navy. Also to Admiral Sir George Zambellis, GCB, DSO, Deputy Lieutenant, for his insights. Judy, for organising this event. Thank you, Judy. And the Royal Navy Association, Sea Cadets, and honoured guests for being here today and supporting us. Thank you. Why are we here? To celebrate the Merchant Navy and to honour the heroic merchant seafarers in time of conflict, especially those who have had their lives taken. Why today? It was today in 1939 at 1700 the Donelson Line ship SS Athenia was sunk by U-30 200 miles northwest of Ireland with a loss of 19 crew and 93 passengers. This was the first hostile act of World War II. Thus begun the Battle of the Atlantic, a war of attrition which it was imperative to win for the very survival of our island nation. However, it was not until the year 2000 that the Merchant Navy was awarded a commemoration day some 54 years after VJ Day. I have always contended the Merchant Navy is a Cinderella service, always at the party but never properly recognised against the kudos of the armed services. British and Commonwealth countries' merchant fleets operated in every theatre. Around 45,000 Allied ships were lost, but over half were British. Some 2,535 ships. The casualty figures are staggering. It is believed that the British Merchant Navy death toll to be 38,000, proportionally higher than those that suffered by any armed forces. I believe that the seafarers of the Merchant Navy are owed a greater debt than of gratitude than it is afforded. Indeed, no less a figure than Winston Churchill named the Merchant Navy as the fourth service. Our red ensign flies proudly on the cenotaph alongside those of the armed forces, as it should. I would remark that it also flies proudly over the Normandy Memorial at Versailles. Our branch is honoured to visit Normandy for D-Day commemorations every year with our standards, but we have no official recognition in the national homage. Nor do we have any official recognition by the War Graves Commission at Bayeux Cemetery, although there are Merchant Navy graves therein. As a branch, we will be at Trinity Gardens, situated at Tower Hill, overlooking the Tower of London on the 6th of September to march Merchant Navy Day at our memorial. The sunken garden, which is surrounded by plaques naming lost ships and the names of 24,000 Merchant Navy seafarers with watery graves, known but only to God. A further 12,000 seafarers from World War II and 26 seafarers from the Falklands conflict are recorded. Today, the merchant fleet is a shadow of its former self. Even the few ships that fly the Red Duster often have a tiny handful of British seafarers, supplemented by others from many nationalities. Those men and women still retain the finest traditions and professionalism of the Merchant Navy. Just like the armed service, successive governments have allowed it to diminish. As an island nation, we need to train seafarers. Thank you.
And so Captain Knight is now going to lay a wreath on the memorial on behalf of the Merchant Navy.
Thank you.
May God grant to the living grace, to the departed rest, to the Church, the King, the Commonwealth, and all people, unity, peace, and concord, and to us and all God's servants, life everlasting. And so the blessing of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit be with you all and remain with you always. Amen.
Now I'd like to have three cheers for the Merchant Navy. Hip hip.
Hooray!
Hip hip.
Hooray!
Hip hip.
Hooray!
Thank you.
Please can be upstanding for the national anthem.